Bikurim Perk Beis Mishnah Beis Yesh B'Meiser Uve Bikurim Mashen Kim B'Truma. So things that are noeg by Meiser Sheni, Meiser is Meiser Sheni, and Bikurim that's not by Truma. Shal Meiser Va Bikurim Teunim Havos Makom. The Meiser and Bikurim, both Meiser Sheni and Bikurim, you need to bring them at least to Yerushalayim, both of them. And the Rav brings, as the Torah says, Vavasim Shama Loisechem V'Zivcheichem Veis Masroi Seichem Veis Trumas Yedchem. And the drasha is Trumas Yedchem is Bikurim, as we've said in the past, but not Truma. Because truma can be eaten anywhere. Utuunim vidoy, and you also have to do vidoy on it. Now the Rav brings up, we do know that there is vidoy, vidu maestras, and there's vidoy on truma too. So why are we just saying that there's vidoy on bikurim and maestras sheni? So the Teretz is, the difference is that bikurim and maestras sheni, even by themselves, would require a vidoy. Masha'en kein truma, you do make a vidoy on truma, but that's only if it's not by itself. Only if it's brought with other things, like bikurim and maestras sheni. Next case, Vasurin la'oinen, and it's also for an oinen. An oinen we're dealing with is an oinen diaraisa. Like the Tversol explains, an oinen diaraisa is the day lo aleinu of a person's mace. Even after the mace is buried, that's called an oinen midiaraisa. So Meiser Sheni, and when we talk about the vidor of Meiser Sheni, it says lo achalti ba'oinim mimenu. From that we learn there's a law of not to eat Meiser Sheni. Bikurim, the Rav actually learns it out from a different pasuk where it says v'samach de'b'chol hatoiv. So because it says v'samach de'b'chol hatov, therefore it has to be done bizman simcha, or at a time of simcha, so it's aser for an onen. And this is based on the Yerushalmi. And the Rambam holds that this is the reason for bikurim, that it's aser for an onen midiraisa from this as well. Rabbi Shimon matir, however, Rabbi Shimon matirs bikurim for an onen, because according to Rabbi Shimon, bikurim is called truma, as we've said, and truma is mutter for an onen, so therefore Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter for an onen to eat bikurim. V'chayavim bibir, and you have to get rid of it totally. Now there is, as we've learned in Meiser Sheni Perkei Mishnah Vav, there's beer by everything, but the beer by Truma, one just gives to a Kohen, and Meiser one gives to a Levi, and so on and so forth. But by Bikurim and Meiser Sheni, one has to totally get rid of it. Meiser Sheni because of Biarti HaKodesh Min Abayis, and also Bikurim is learned out from the same place because it's also called HaKodesh, which is in the previous parsha as well, Biarti HaKodesh. Mishnah continues, Vasun Kol Shein Milechel B'Yushalayim. And the way the Rav explains is that if Meiser Sheni or Bikurim become mixed with something else and it's inside Yerushalayim, normally you can say it's bottle, but since it's a Davar She'esh Lo Matirin, what that means is you can eat it right here, right now, so there's no reason they'd be makel for it and say, oh, it's bottle, take it out of Yerushalayim, because you can't eat it, it's a Davar She'esh Lo Matirin, so it's not going to be bottle. However, if a Kol Shehin was outside Yerushalayim, since it's a tircha to go inside, there we could say it's not considered davar she'esh lo matirin because it's a tircha to bring it inside, and you can say that it becomes batal. If the question arises outside Yerushalayim, then it's batal. V'gidulehin asur mila'echol b'truma af lozarim v'labehema, and that which grows. Now the Rav explains, we're talking here of a mixture of Meiser Sheni and Bikurim with something else, either one or the other with something else, and then you planted it and something grew from it, so that which grows is asur to eat b'toras chulin, if you planted it and it grew in Yerushalayim, meaning it's also to take out, you have to treat it like the small, minute portion of either Bikurim or Meiser Sheni, since you can eat it right there. It's a Davar She'esh Lo Matirin. And it says, Af Lezarim V'Labehema. So, first of all, Zarim is Dafka talking about Bikurim and Meiser Sheni for the Behema, because to a Zar, he's never allowed to eat Bikurim. So I would think the Rav says that it's not considered a Davar She'esh Lo Matirin, so it should become batal. And also by Meiser Sheni to a Behema, since a person can't feed Meiser Sheni to a Behema, I may think Kalapi Behema, it's not considered a Davar She'esh Lo Matirin because they can't eat it. So the Chiddush is, the Mishnah tells us, no, it's still considered a Davar She'esh Lo Matirin. The Rav says that since it's Chal, the Taruvus, the Shem Bikurim Meiser, to Aser, one, to eat it outside Yerushalayim, therefore it's going to also be Chal, to Aser for a non-Kohen, if it's Bikurim or Behem, if it's Meiser. Rabbi Shimon Matir, the Rav says he's only talking about what grows afterwards because he held that it's already batal. But the Taruvus itself, if it wasn't replanted, if you're just dealing with the Taruvus, it's a Davar She'esh Lo Matirin. Rabbi Shimon also would be Maida that it's Aser. The Rav says the Halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon in the whole Mishnah. And the Mishnah ends, Hare Elu B'Meiser Uvabikurim. All these cases are by Meiser and Bikurim. Masha'en came B'Truma, but not by Truma. So Tosfos Yontif asks, but we know Gidulei Truma, when you replant Truma and then it comes out, what grows is also considered Truma. So how can the Mishnah say Mashen came b'Truma by Gidulei Masur Milechol? So I saw that Tosfos Chadashim asks, this is not a problem, because the Rav says we're only dealing with the Taruvas, with a mixture, that if it's a mixture, there is a difference, because by Truma, when there's a mixture of Truma with Chulin, that's called Meduma. If you plant Meduma, it's Mutter what comes out. So that's different. Over here, when you plant bikurim or maaser sheni that's in a mixture and something grows, it's usser. So on that, for sure there's a difference, because truma were mekel.